man. I want to thank y'all for tuning in. Another episode of Cognac Boys Podcast, man. We got a very, very special guest here tonight. The lovely Sugar Brown.
Hey!
You ain't seen the Sugar Brown Experience, you don't know what you're missing. We about to catch all of y'all up and bring you up to par, what you got going on, and how she doing her great thing moving around this world. Give me a big round of applause. You won't hear it. With it being edited. That's how it sounds at her shows. So, lovely, what brings you to Atlanta?
My show.
I like I don't know you already.
Oh,
I know
you yes, my shows. But don't forget to introduce the amazing
The DJ. Yeah, it's a three-part team. I'm sorry. Ladies first.
We're talking about ladies first. We're talking about you.
We're going to work our way. So, I have my show here. Mm-hmm. I used to live here. I'm an Atlanta native.
Yeah, I met you in the trenches of this on that Riverdale Road, 138. Never forget it.
Oh, God. That was my first time.
He was in the front row.
Stand up. Yeah. That was my first time ever, and I had a boyfriend at the time. That's how we connected.
Yeah, the shiesty dude that ran off with all the liquor money that day and said, we only sold two drinks.
Did he really?
You said, the hell with him, bastard!
Yeah, he was. I'm not going to say nothing. Like,
it was a bitter breakup. I was there through it all, but I ain't paying no
you
attention.
You were there when he kind of ambushed my show at the atrium.
The private, no, it was a private jump you had, but all the liquor had sold out because I had to make two trips to the liquor store. So I don't know.
Yeah, he had a fit because sometimes, you know, when I'm done, I'm done. I will drop a motherfucker and a person.
Yeah, we see.
They'll be really shocked about that for whatever reason.
No, you have a right to.
Yeah. If I'm... For whatever reason, people think that you're going to, like, kind of, like, keep going with them after you, like, break up.
Mm.
But no, when I'm, like, done, I'm done. Yeah. And you're not going to hear from me. So, yeah, he definitely showed up at one of the shows completely unannounced.
I remember that, too.
That was nuts.
I put my boys on him.
I was really nervous at that point.
Yeah, nothing to worry about.
I was very nervous because I was very shocked to see him. And he demanded to speak to me at...
I think I came and got you.
I think
I was
like,
hey, yo, old boy here. He was like, oh, boy.
You were like, what'd you do to him?
I'm like, he was like 38 hot, swinging his hair and shit.
Yeah, he was really discombobulated. And that's why I was like, hey, we can talk
later
but
it was showtime.
The show.
Yeah.
Right. So, because I didn't want him to be temperamental during that time because he looked very disheveled.
Yeah.
And I was so shocked that he did that. That was a very shocking moment.
He reminded me of What's Love Got to Do It when Ike came in the room with the roses. And let me talk to you. You know what I'm saying? Nah.
You said he was disheveled. Like, what did you do to him?
Hey!
He was really disheveled and upset and demanded to speak to me right before the show.
I can tell you what she did. She had one of those little party bags.
Yeah.
I don't know, but I had
ducked
him.
He had his Sugar Brown Experience. That's what it was. Yeah. Now he couldn't come
he put hot oils on his back.
I think
the wax.
He wasn't ready for the breakup. So I told him, hey, yo, this shit is over. And I don't think he knew that. So I stopped talking to him, you know.
You're cold hearted.
Well, I'm not cold hearted.
You got out of there. Like, hey, don't call me no more.
Yeah, don't call me. I'm not talking to you. I'm not nothing. So he, that was shocking that he showed up because, I had blocked him. Like, if I block you, that means I don't really want to talk to you. Yeah. That doesn't mean.
Yeah, I think that's pretty much standard for anybody to block somebody.
Yeah, so I don't know why he didn't get that, but in any case, he definitely
showed who had power in the long haul. You know what I'm saying? It ain't stop your show or nothing. You had to keep on doing what you're doing. You only get bigger and better.
We had like 400 people that day.
Yeah, everybody ain't going where you're going. You gotta know that.
And it was just crazy. And I was just afraid he would do something bad.
It would have ended bad for him.
And that's why I was like. Listen, love, we will talk, we'll do whatever it is that you want to do it, but can we do this after the show? And I think that made him feel better. But it is interesting that you were my first open mic.
Thanks, I'm happy to be your first.
You were. Because actually, the way Sugar Brown came about, it wasn't like, oh, I want to be this big star or whatever. I put on this show with a whole bunch of different people, a comedian, a singer, a dancer, and all these people, and I wrote everything for everybody. And they bombed. Like, they were horrible. And so I fired everybody. Get out. You're fired.
And you wrote everything.
And I was like, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it.
But you did a good job doing it by yourself.
Yeah, and but I wasn't sure if I could do the comedy part. So my ex-boyfriend took me to your open mic.
I don't know what it was. They booked me. I was getting paid.
Or whatever it was. But it was an open mic because there were like four or five other comedians. Open mic. And he sat me right down in the front. I was so nervous. And it was so interesting because every comedian that came up on there had something to say about me. Which was great because it gave me ammo against him. I was not to be expected, I guess, because I don't really look like a comedian or whatever. So they didn't see me coming. I was silent but deadly. So, and once I realized I could hang with everybody, I was like, I can do this.
Yeah, you're a multi-talented personality.
Thank you.
It's an honor and a pleasure to have you in the entertainment game.
Thank you.
And I ain't just saying that because I work with you all the time, you know. Well, we also got DJ Genius in the house tonight, man. Yay. Genius, bring him up to par.
No,
you at every show, you at every party, you do the private parties, you get flued out.
He definitely be getting flued the fuck out.
I do get flued out. There's some people, man, I'm happy that people like what I do enough to spend a check on a flight. Say I gotta have
a big check.
There.
He only flies Delta.
He only flies Delta. He got only. No benefits, huh? I fly Delta a lot, too. We tour with Delta a lot, too.
I'm still with Spirit and Frontier.
Stop being cheap. I mean, treat yourself. I couldn't even unfold my knees on Spirit.
You know, I find that men definitely want to be comfortable on
You got to let your balls breathe. I got to let them jumps out. You know, they be in my stomach when I got to sit straight up the whole time.
No, I just be trying to get there.
I got older, too. I realize now I need to be comfortable.
Hold on, that's wrong. Hold that thought. That's my other partner. Okay. So I got to move you to another chair right over her shoulder, but I got you.
Yeah, that's fine. I move.
Hold on. No, we're going to finish your experience first.
Yeah.
Let me pause the camera. Gotta reboot that. Hold on, let me pause. All right. Brother Rob. Come on in. That's DJ Genius. That's the lovely Sugar Brown.
Hi.
We'll move on to the side. Let me get in there.
I don't think I have. What a crazy experience that time was. You've been around for some crazy moments.
I know when you said the other day, it was like, it's 2 to 4 years.
I think about 4 years, I think.
We got audio here, so it's going to pick up everything. If you need the headphones, use the headphones, but mostly not just a conversation. All right, start this camera.
Move over a little bit more so you can reach the microphone. Okay.
Yeah, all you gotta do is talk. I got you.
Okay.
Camera rolling, sound rolling. And we're back at 2 and 2. Ladies and gentlemen, the lovely Sugar Brown.
Woo!
And we got my brother co-star host, Ron the Don.
Who's that?
How's it going today, brother?
It's going.
Mm. It only gets better.
Yeah, that's true.
Yes, so DJ Jeans, you was telling us about all the good stuff you had going on, because I want to tell the people what you really do. We talked about a lot.
I do a lot of stuff, but like I said, the DJ side is going good. The world opened back up. Everybody got back to doing stuff and filled everything out on out. Some good things on the horizon too, got cast in a reality show. Can't talk too much about it.
Congratulations, man.
Congratulations.
We're going to see a lot of this guy.
Yeah.
This guy.
Which is pretty cool.
Other than that, man, life is good, man.
Yeah. That's a blessing.
That's what's up. Yes. Best DJ in the country.
Yes, you are.
Yeah.
Because he get flown out. I was like,
sometimes
they fly out DJ? I never knew that.
Oh, gosh.
I always thought they had to drive.
Okay.
But he made it there. You good, though. You deserve it. DJ Chicago Pizza. What is that?
It's a Pazooka. I'm the resident DJ at a Fellowship Cam Newton spot.
Oh, you over there now?
What is it?
I've been there since they opened.
Which one?
Downtown, by the stadium.
Cam Newton?
Yeah. Cam Newton spot Fellowship.
Right around the corner from Peter Street. Yep. In that little corner.
Yep.
What you can't wear in there? Because they real big on, no ball caps.
You got to dress like him.
Yeah, it got to be
You probably get dressed like him and get in.
No, you gotta dress like Cam Newton, right?
it's a little. As long as you got on the stock.
Yeah, he DJed the Super Bowl there.
Yeah, I was there yesterday.
Hey, wait, mm-hmm. Who you went for? Who y'all went for in the Super Bowl anyway? Did y'all team?
I flipped the comb. My team ain't in it, so
I was voting for everybody black.
Everybody black.
What well, the two quarterbacks look like Swiss cheese? So I ain't know.
Yeah,
man. So they look like Swiss cheese.
Yeah, them are black quarterbacks. They're just light skin. You know how I feel about light skin people.
How you feel about light skin people?
I don't like them.
Oh shit! What's wrong with light skin people?
Nothing.
Oh, okay.
You said good hair coming up.
Hell, okay, it seemed like all the light skin people be standing up, like the dark skin people be being coons and shit.
Standing up.
Yeah, like Colin Kaepernick.
Kaepernick
far as back as Malcolm X. I mean, light skinned niggas been standing up, but you know, the dark skinned niggas been really telling and cooning for a long time.
I never seen it like that. You know, I'm a Nat Turner fan. So.
Nat Turner?
Yeah. Okay. We get it done.
You say you get it done.
We get it done. I think the light skinned people trying to make amends. They got over for a long time.
Definitely.
It's time for them to do some work.
Definitely, I think that's what it is.
Well, one thing I can say, Miss Sugar Brown bring all colors together for a night of lovely scrumdiddlyumptious pleasure in burlesque,
comedy, some kinky shit.
Bunch of kinky shit.
Yeah, he was sitting in the front row. He was like, man, I love this shit.
Now, I bought a kinky girl that one time. And listen,
remember that? Yeah, it got too kinky.
Yeah, she was a little too kinky for me.
She got too kinky.
No, she was too kinky.
What'd she do?
Oh, my
you
God.
You got jealous, guy?
Yeah, I want to know. What did she do?
I was looking like, I thought she was cool as hell. She just started talking about gangbangers and shit. I was like,
you got something against gangbangs?
You fucking right. If you listen, God. I ain't got nothing against gangbangs with a random chick, but if I like you like that, hell no. Nah.
Oh, okay.
Hell no. Nah. When I'm calling my homeboys, hey, yeah, man, this chick I really like. Hell no, nah, I'm going to throw her ass to the wolves. There you go. Damn. They can chew on you.
As you can see.
Damn. What is that? Does that mean you're a Libra?
No, I'm just a wolf. That's the bracelet.
Okay.
Okay,
all right. I'm a tiger. I hunt alone.
Okay. Yeah. What's your sign?
I'm a Pisces. My birthday is like a week and some change.
Okay. Pisces.
I'm a Scorpio whore.
Oh, yeah. That's why I like you. I love Scorpios. I love Scorpio.
Hey, man, don't be hating from over there, brother.
No, because I just noticed a pattern of Geminis always saying to date Scorpio.
That's what get the girls in the club off the rip. I'm a Gemini.
All Geminis do that.
Yeah. Oh.
All the Gemini niggas that I know, they
I gotta be intrigued in my
Scorpios
conversation.
Are sexy.
I'm a Scorpio. And then the girls always say, oh yeah, I really like Scorpios. I guess.
Scorpios are sexy and mysterious.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
That's why my boy.
And they tell me I'm crazy most of the time.
My boy Future get out of the play, huh? He a Scorpio.
Oh yeah.
Mm.
You know he the Beyonce for me.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't know who I like.
He is the Beyonce.
They like him. Like everybody.
When a chick is acting up, we send her to Future. Future, handle that shit.
Oh, my
Is that
goodness.
What women do with Beyonce?
Yeah, kind of so.
When
I mean,
acting up, they send her to Beyonce?
But see, women and women are men and different. So Beyonce don't do nothing but mislead the women. That's what she do.
Mislead
she tell
like
them, like, oh, she mislead y'all. Like, yeah, I can find another one of you in a minute. Bitch, you ain't finna find another Jay-Z in a minute.
That's true.
Nah.
That's true. Okay.
We were just talking about that Rihanna and Rock.
Go ahead, try it.
Yeah.
You're going to be out here scrambling.
Yeah, that's true.
You're gonna know you in a minute, baby. No, you won't.
Yeah.
You'll find another nigga that'll park.
No, but she's telling the chicks that, and they really believe that. They can't.
Well, yeah. They might not have a Jay-Z. They might have someone, you know.
They got the nigga that's
nigga
that
work at Pep Boys.
Yeah. And there's plenty of dudes that work at Pep Boys.
So
it's true.
Not
saying
that Pep Boys. No. See, it's deeper than the nigga that work at Pep Boys. It's deeper than that. The dude who she's dealing with, she think he replaceable, but he ain't.
He is, I'm sure.
No, Jay-Z's replaceable?
Jay-Z no, not. Is some not niggas replaceable. Can be, but at these dudes at Pep Boys...
You saying Jay-Z ain't replaceable because he rich.
But, he wealthy.
And he also has status and clout and power.
Yeah,
so
he got a lot of power.
It's not even just about money. It's about what he has. It's status. you know, status, it's resources.
But guess what? What she has is a nigga who's not gonna cluck upside her goddamn head. Now she gonna get with this other dude, and she gonna say the same shit she said to him, and he gonna punch her in the goddamn.
Okay, wait a minute, Harpo. Wait a goddamn minute.
Hey, let me
I'm trying to tell you.
I experienced the best.
Okay.
Hey, look at. Let's
go back for a minute.
I'm trying to tell you. Sometimes you with the dude who for you, and you think you can do better. You can't.
Yes, no, we can do better. First of all, the standard should not be, well, as long as he doesn't beat me, it's okay. Like, that's not the standard for dating. Mm-mm. No.
You forgot. You didn't catch the real point. Dudes is built to deal with you better than other men can. But see, the thing with women is, if no matter what, women always think that they can have their way all the time. They can't. It's the princess mentality.
What's wrong with being a princess?
A lot.
Like what?
If you're not a princess. That's what I'm saying. Not you.
That's just
I'm
me.
Just saying. But if you're not a princess, why would I lie to you and tell you you're a princess?
But I think every woman can be, if they want to own their royalty, they can. And who are you to say that they're not? Listen. I believe that people define themselves. You can't let the world define you. What do I look like letting you tell me who I am? And I just met you. That's not fair.
Okay.
That's not even possible.
Okay, let me combat that.
Okay.
Let me combat that. Now, if I walked in here and I said, I am the king, and I said, whatever, right? I have to show something to show you that I'm the king, right?
I can't just proclaim
and say, I'm the king and all this, and you should treat me like royalty. I have to move like royalty too also, right?
So if you say that you're a king to me, I'm going to just go ahead and believe you and treat you with respect because that's who you said you were.
But okay. That's not exactly what a queen or a king is.
Here's what I will do. I will watch you and see, okay, is he moving like a king? The king of what? Yes. And then if you're not moving like a king, I'm going to be like, he say this, but he looking like a peasant to me.
There you go.
You know.
So then that's the same thing.
Probably
for
unless you like offended me in some sort of way, I probably wouldn't even tell you. Because if you feel like you're a king, then walk amongst the earth. You know, how else are you supposed to live your life if you're not manifesting already? And when you manifest, you have to walk and talk and act and feel and be that person even before you're that person. So I would never say, if you walked in here and said you're a king, I would never say you weren't.
So don't a king or a queen need a castle, right?
I absolutely have one, but anyway.
I mean, yeah, you have one, but all women don't have one.
Yeah, but we not.
And all men don't have a castle. Some people, like, I mean, damn, like, I could just say, shit, I'm a goddamn, I'm a warrior, and I ain't never had a fucking fight.
Because
can I say that?
You
could be a prayer warrior.
It's like, I'm a boxer, and that's what I am.
I just think that you should make sure that you define you, and let other people define themselves, and if that's not for you, then that's not for you.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I don't think it's right to be like, you're not a queen or you're not a princess and you don't deserve to be treated this way. Why not? Like, and I feel like if I were a man, I definitely would be treating women like they're a million bucks.
Why?
I would be treated, because I believe that women are accessories to men. And this is going to sound bad. It's going to sound like I'm pulling them back to the 1950s. But I feel that we're here to make you shine, to make you look good and all those other things. And that's why we have women in the music videos and all that stuff and trophy wives and stuff, because we are here to help multiply whatever it is that you have going on.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have to take care of those accessories. It's just like if you buy, you know, let's say a Maserati.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's a real popular, expensive
car.
But
it's a piece of shit.
That's what I heard. It's an expensive car, and it's hard to take care of it. So you have to make sure you handle it with care, because it breaks a lot. It's fragile.
You wash and sell that piece of shit.
Anyway.
So if I just go get a Honda and get to work on time?
Well, you can get a Honda, but you still have to take care of the car.
Yeah, but it's
easier to take
care of the Honda.
And it's the same thing as women. If you want women to make you an amazing man, because mm-hmm. that's what I think we're here to do. Mm. Then
make him better.
If we're gonna make you better, you have to take care of us.
Mm. I feel and like that's I make not, myself and
that's
better.
Not, that's not, and you should.
Yeah.
But and that's why I said accessories. Accessories are things that you don't need, yeah. but you look better with it. Oh, right. Okay. So, and we also women add validity to you as a man mm-hmm. across the board. If you look at preachers, they mm-hmm. always have a first lady.
They always have and, a lot and of And the hosts. First,
oh, of course.
I've been watching lately. Jamal this again. And what's
who
the
is
other?
Jamal Bryan?
Pastor of New Birth.
Oh, okay, yes. And he's single.
He is.
And
but that's rare.
I agree.
No, he's doing impossible. Right though.
I would say it's rare. It's rare within the church because of, you know, like the structure that they preaching. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
but then okay, also man in and politics, woman and all that. Yeah. You know, who would
you're
seeing you know,
the Bible
Barack.
Be fruitful? Yeah. So he's supposed to get a congregation where they came for fruits.
Yeah. It's also difficult to be a pastor because one of your responsibilities is to take care of your members, mm-hmm. including like marital issues and stuff like that. So if you're single, it's kind of hard to sit down with a married couple to try to.
Hell yeah, what I'm going to tell you. You go out the room for a few minutes. You come back in, I'm sweating.
Yeah, you just telling them what you
she
think.
She's going to be nicer now to you. She going to mind, you hear me?
But yeah, I just think that why not treat women special?
You treat them according to the way you meet them. And the way they carry themselves. Exactly. I wouldn't say you can't treat all these women the same. It won't work for you. And some women are here to drag a man through the mud.
And drag your That's spirit true. Out.
And break your pockets. You have some to, women out here like this.
That's true.
You have to let everybody reap what they sow. That's how I feel. If you, let's say, if you, point blank period, man or woman, if you out here being deceitful, you deserve what you reap what you sow. You get what I'm saying? Deceit is one thing that I don't care whether it's a man or a female. I can't respect that at all. If you out here being deceitful to men or women, I don't rock with you at all. Because that energy is horrible.
Yeah.
So I try to stay away from that.
Yeah, I feel you on that.
So if you genuine and shit like that, if I'm with a chick who genuine and shit like that, I treat her like a lady. You feel me? But I can see right through deceit. I can look into your eyes and be like, oh, yeah, this is...
It's sweet.
This is repetitive right here.
And so women are so beautiful and cute and so.
Hey, let me tell you,
I know so many beautiful women.
She's positive. She's positive and uplifting. Besides, behind some of them beautiful women, I have seen some of the ugliest attitudes.
I have went to a place where it looked like a bunch of tornadoes with clothes on.
Damn.
Yeah. They always look like they look like ice cream.
Ain't been to Hinduism. What is it? Hedonism.
What in the world?
Right.
That's where I met. Genius at.
DJ Genius.
Yeah, I met him at Hedonism.
They were talking in the news. So you DJ? Yeah.
Well, we always have a story about how we met because he totally played me to the left.
This boy,
He did. Why are you giving him a...
Why did you treat her like this?
He definitely played me to the left. He was all like, I was like, oh my God, you're a really great DJ. I would love to have you. And he was like, yeah, whatever. And then the second time, I was like, okay, that's exactly how he acted. That is how he acted.
He is a superstar.
And then I saw him again, and I was like, okay, so how can we make this happen? He was like, yeah, just follow me on Instagram. He didn't even give me his social media. I had to find you. I had to ask, okay. But then later on, he saw me in the nude pool and was like, oh.
In the who?
In the nude pool.
He was just showing me some videos, but not people want nude meet and greets and all that good stuff.
So everybody was naked?
Everybody was naked.
In the
nude. And he saw me in the nude pool.
Oh, that's why.
Niggas
like, hey, y'all.
And he changed his fucking mind again.
Claude, have mercy. I'm going to show you want me DJ.
He's just making his whole story.
That is not how that went.
Women
got their own stories of friends in their head now. Don't forget
really
that.
Like, I don't recognize this story at all.
What? That is what happened. You
definitely curved me, and you definitely did not give me your social media. Let me help y'all understand where her perspective is coming from.
Okay.
A lot of people will come to me and be like, I want you to DJ. I told her that. I said, a lot of people tell me, I want you to DJ. I'm like, every trip I do is always 2, 3, 10 people that say, hey, I want you to DJ. And I go, oh, okay, cool. Well, here's how you can get in contact with me. If you contact me, then we'll talk. But you saying it to me right now, I was like, I hear hundreds of people a year say that same phrase. I don't know if you're any different. All I can do is tell you, hit me up, and then we'll talk. And when you hit me up, what happened?
Yeah, you came out.
Okay, and then. So,
but at the time, let's be real, though. You did not give me your social media, and it was in passing. You were like, yeah, okay, follow me on social media. And that was it.
Did I have my phone with me?
No, you didn't at the time.
So...
But you know what your social media is. He and you played me to the left, man.
You gotta be a little quicker than that.
I had to take my face up off the floor.
This is a cool guy.
I think unfortunately, what the difference may have been is a lot of the men that you come across, and I have seen them. We've been done enough shows together, been around each other enough. I have seen you. Like, a lot of guys, their response to you is very, like, here, take everything I got. I'll put it all here. I'm trying. I'm doing this. I treat people... basically the same. I treated you the same way I would treat him if he walked up to me and said, hey, what's up? My name is so-and-so. I'm like, okay, cool, man. No problem. But I'm not all over like him. He not all over me. We're just like, hey, man, just, hell, we cool. I was just being cool with you. And I think just sometimes women
Women don't like rejection.
Women don't like rejection at all.
If I had rejected her, there would have been no working together.
But no, rejection to women is different than it is.
It's me not doing what the other guys was doing. Yeah. She's like, around a whole bunch of people that whole week.
Women
want to
be spoiled and shit.
You know, what was the picture, the viral picture that went out?
Oh, yeah, without me and all these men.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, I saw
her,
that.
Yeah, the one with her and five dudes purpose. Doing a split.
I did.
Let's let her know all us ain't the same. You know what I'm saying?
Whatever,
man. Ain't going to work on all of
it
us.
It hurt my fucking feelings.
For real.
Because
I be curving like a drunk driver.
You worked it out. She's here now.
That's what I'm saying.
I be curving like a drunk driver. That's what I do.
I don't even curve people unless I don't like them.
He has a saying. It ain't about how many you get, it's about how many you reject.
You fucking right. Yes, you reject them. Cause why you don't you who are you to come in my space and feel like if I don't want to deal with you, I don't have to deal with you. You don't know me, I don't know you. Just because you I like it. It's that I might not like you. I'm very selective on the women who I talk to like that. You know what I'm saying? I'm not accessible to all women because I understand spirits and energy and shit. It's a lot of
Well, that's why I don't approach. I don't approach anybody. I let people come to me.
Mm-hmm.
So
some women come for you for certain reasons, and you'd be like, "What? Like you stop?"
I have a bad history with dating, but in any case,
yeah, I don't really like dating.
But you run into a bunch of crazy dudes.
Yeah. I decided I think I'm going to be gay.
You're going to be gay?
Yeah. Right.
Because women are so beautiful.
Not for him.
Well, I mean, to each his own, you know?
You're going to have the same problems with a vagina.
Hey, look, I mean, you can beat a girl. Like, if she get out of line, like, you can whoop her ass.
But
dude might be
She probably going to go for the girl that look like the dude.
Because we live in America. You got to put that first.
She probably going to date the girl that look like the dude.
Nigga,
yeah, I like masculinity. Stud. So I would date studs. So
they going to beat your ass with that girl.
No. You can whoop a stud. I'm telling you. You can whoop a stud. You punch me in the nose, it turns to a girl.
She might get a stud from Pep Boys.
It don't matter.
Oh, Lord.
You hit a stud just like,
Nigga that dropped motors with one hand.
I can't believe it.
Hey, give me that wrench. Give me that goddamn wrench.
But I feel like girl gay is like diet gay. It's not like real gay.
Yeah, you can always come back to the side.
Like, think about it. Dudes are like hardcore gay. Like, the girls, like, they go and get a fucking dick and all this shit. And it's like diet gay. Like, come on now. If a girl, okay, you going to go and mess with a girl and you come back. You be like, well, guys, I'm back. Everybody be like, oh, come on, sugar brown. now, let a dude do that. Man, you go ahead and say, you know what, I'm going to be gay for a little bit and come back. They could be like,
hey, look, once your can get open, that's it for you, buddy.
Okay,
I think women are kind of more gay anyway. Like, I think it's more of a spectrum for women.
It's more acceptable.
It's really fluid. It's definitely more acceptable. I've been with a woman before, so it's not like...
I can tell.
How can you tell?
She said in a mood like this. She said, I've been with a girl before.
I'm a creative dancer. I speak with my body.
Was with a woman before. Like, yeah, me too. Tell me about
yours. And I have had beautiful relationships.
That's
with the men, it's been horrible.
Yeah.
But I noticed you said something earlier when he was like, I'm not with the gangbang. You was like, with the gangbang. You did a gangbang before?
No.
Oh, okay. I'm just asking.
But I do like to watch.
You like to watch?
Watch gangbangs?
Yes.
She excited.
I like that.
And somebody get plumber.
I like sex a lot. Right.
That's good. So you're a nipper.
That's your favorite porn category? The gangbangs?
It's whatever I'm in the mood for. But
Top three.
It's up there for her.
It's whatever.
So what's your Richter scale? What is it? On a scale of 1 to 10? Or what is it? Like, is it 1 to 10?
What's the Richter scale? What the fuck?
That shit, like, what's your freak level?
My freak level? Come on, it's probably an 8.
8? Okay, at least
maybe an 8.5.
Okay.
You into the spit-duism?
No, I don't like that. Yeah. Don't spit.
My boy
me.
Had a
I
shirt
mean,
with all kinds of freaky shit.
Probably a little bit under that.
Like, I mean,
it like, gets weird. Butt plugs?
I'm like 6 or something.
I'll do it. Like, I'll do most stuff. Like, most things I'll do. There's not too many things I won't do.
Yeah. 8.
It's not about the doing it. It's the being into it. Like,
yeah, you got to be into it.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
so I like.
It's got to be your idea.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Who? Your idea.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's when you know you into it, when it's your idea.
No.
Yeah, it's just like you tell somebody to rap a song. You be like, yeah, I'm into rap. You can go ahead and rap this song right quick. You like. Well, I was outside trapping with my home. No, and then you got the people like, I was out here. You really passionate about it. You got to be passionate about the shit in order to do this shit.
Like, you know, you tell people passionate about, but where they spend their money. Yeah. Like, y'all know some, I know some women that have like every toy ever made. Yeah. They look for it. They be like, oh, this find out. Oh, I want to go do this. I want to try this. I want to do that because they're excited about it. That's their thing.
Yeah, men toys suck.
I don't, they're getting better now. I saw some shit on Instagram.
I got
the wet mouth guap 3000.
Come on, man.
I started to order that bitch. I was like,
come on,
man.
Let's think about it though, right? Like it ain't the same. I done had the Roxy Reynolds 3000. It ain't fun hitting no torso without nothing else. Just
no, we ain't talking about that.
Yeah, I ain't ordered it. How much was that torso, nigga?
Nigga like this, walking around.
I want Roxy Reynolds, nigga.
Nah, that to me, seeing those kind of toys is always depressing to me because I'll be like, who is buying this and what sad.
A lot of people.
I bought it because I like Roxy Reynolds.
Oh,
it was just the mode of her butt.
But y'all don't have to go through that, you know, because I feel that DJs and comedians are sluts.
Oh, slut?
Yeah, you guys are all.
A big dipper. I am somebody's son.
I would say we got options.
And I believe
Yeah, we do got options.
We got a lot of options. I ain't going to lie to you. Like,
I think you're all sluts.
Well, I'm not. My motto is already.
I don't want to date another comedian in my life.
Which comedian did you date?
I'm not telling nobody.
You already
told me. You know what women do?
I'm not
Women will blame everybody for one person's bad mistake.
No, but you know.
She a big deal,
your mistake, really.
No, but the thing is, a lot of comedians have tried to talk to me anyway, and they're all just sluts and ugh, gross.
Sometimes,
but I let somebody get to me, and
he finessed you. He finessed your bagel,
and it's just like I don't want to deal with another comedian in my life. Like,
let me tell you how comedians roll, right? Okay, first of all, when you make a woman laugh, right, it automatically puts you ahead of the game.
It does.
So she's like, oh, yeah, this is funny, this, that. So if he ain't that cute, he start looking a little bit more cute to you.
Exactly.
And shit like that.
My friends think he ugly as fuck.
Of course.
My friends call him Ugmo.
Sorry to hear that.
He just got on the blacklist. Please don't ever call me in life.
Damn. But see, women got to understand when they a cheetah or they a fucking gazelle. See, a gazelle gets eaten by the lion. The cheetah just get killed.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
So some. I don't know.
Some dudes are hunting you just to eat you, and they really want you. But some dudes are just trying to get a kill. So they want to kill the cheetah. I use the cheetah because the cheetah always getting his ass whooped by the
cats. Here's what I want to know, okay? Then how come they never leave me alone? Like, they never, when I say, okay, if you just want sex or whatever.
Yeah. You want a nigga to say that up front?
Yeah, that would be appreciated.
No, that's not fair.
That's about the least.
That's not fair at all.
I was so turned off. I would be appreciated. I have a cleanup man. I have a guy who was like, hey, I don't want anything serious, but he treated me really, really well. And
was that the nigga you threw out the castle that day?
Get out of here, you fucking peasant!
No.
Rapunzel, let down your hair.
We also gotta use using that term.
What, peasant? Man?
Yeah.
What term?
Why?
Have you looked up? The urban dictionary definition, what is it?
A cleanup man is someone that's going to do everything that the man wants to.
That's not what it is.
Okay, what is it?
you're looking,
Okay, I'll look it up.
You know he's smart. He was like, look up, you're saying look this up, totally
look,
wrong.
Look up cleanup man and like put in like, just put it in.
Okay,
it'll probably come up. If not, I'll show it to you.
I like this part.
But I'm
see, y'all
over.
Need each other. I'm glad y'all talk more.
And when she said that online, I was like, yeah, I don't think you know what
I think
means.
I think women need to understand their success ratio.
No.
I think men understand their success ratio. We know if we can holler at this many chicks and get this many chicks, but women think, okay, they think their success ratio is better than it really is.
Mm.
Their success ratio is not that good.
A man who likes to lick another man's cum out of his... Oh, gross. No. She likes it even better if he can lick the cum off of her asshole. Oh, okay. Wow. No.
He hasn't done that?
Huh?
The cleanup man hasn't done that?
You need a side piece. That's what I'm talking
about. Well, you ladies with these names. Like, this girl had a name in her shit. It said foodie. I said, what the fuck is that? She's like, that's just a guy to buy me food.
Yeah.
I was appalled.
I'm not that type of woman.
I don't think that nigga know he's a foodie.
He don't.
Let me ask you this. Is a guy, say you go out on a date with a girl. Buy her food and drinks. Show her a good time. She ain't got to pay for nothing. And she was like, well, I need gas in my car. Is he supposed to take her on the first date and put gas in her car?
First date?
First date.
I would, if I were a guy, I'd kind of be like, are you trying to use me for money? Are you trying to finesse?
At some point.
Now, it would be sweet to do, but if she asked for gas money, that's just
not,
kind of...
Not on the first date.
Yeah.
Unless maybe she's broke or something. I think there's been a time where I was like, yo, I'm broke. I can't go nowhere. I can't do nothing. And someone sent me money to, or came and picked me up or gave me gas money or whatever the case may be.
I'm talking about on the first date, like a successful first date.
I can respect
cool.
if I asked you to go out on a date and you said, listen... Funds are low right now.
Yeah.
If I want to go on a date, then I would say, don't worry about it. I'll take care of your gas. But if you got to the date, we done ate, hung out, or whatever, and now it's time to go home, and now you say, can I get some gas money? I'm like, you drove here with not enough gas to get home?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, yeah, you expected to do it. I'm like, nah. Then at that point, that's... You know what's funny? I might give you a little bit of gas money so you can get home, but that'll be our last date.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's cool.
I just wonder. I was just asking for one of my homeboys. They asked me some weird questions. I can't answer. You in that moment, you in that date, and it's all in what you're chasing. If you think it with your dick, you're going to get burnt. You know what I'm saying? For that little bit of money.
That's the problem.
It's the thing about getting some gas and then fill my tank up.
Listen, I don't even fill my own tank up. I put $20 in that bitch. You think I'm going to fill your motherfucking tank up? Hell nah.
She ain't saying how much.
I don't care.
Give her $5. You let her get one gas.
Be
like, that'll get you home, right?
This is my motto right here, right?
Ask, how far are you living?
If that's you like ask three, me to do something, tenth. I'm not going to do it. Don't ask for me to do it. Our connection, I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna do pretty much a lot of things for you if you don't ask. Once you ask, it's like, nah, don't ask me that. You don't
you
even know me like
me
that.
Broad.
You don't even know me like that. Let me do it on my own. If I ain't gonna do it on my own, don't ask. Who are you to ask me that? You don't know me. I'm a can of paint. He's gonna like, oh yeah, this nigga a sucker. Don't no man wanna feel like no sucker unless he a sucker.
And I'm not.
Let me ask you guys something. Mm-hmm. Is there like a guy's handbook of how to talk to women and how to get what it is that you want?
Yeah, it's called Kevin Samuels.
Oh, God. I do know that on the other side, there are handbooks and stuff on how to finesse guys out of their money.
Mm-hmm.
So I wonder, because guys tend to say the same shit.
Yeah.
I wonder if there's like kind of a code that you guys all live by.
This is my G-code, I'm gonna be honest. If I get with you, we kick it for a while. You want to finesse me out some money. If your pussy trash, you ain't getting shit. That's pretty much
okay,
your last
time
talking to
me. But what makes somebody's pussy trash?
The smell, the feel, the taste.
The grip.
Yeah, all that shit.
The grip.
Somebody
grip,
script
the grip.
That grip.
Right.
If the grip isn't there.
Nah, yeah. It's like you could tell a graveyard when you hit one. Like,
too many razor bumps.
A graveyard
yeah,
when
like,
you hit
like,
one.
Like, you know how people be talking about all that body count shit? I will never ask that. Because
she got both.
I could tell how active you are. I might not be all the way
she
on
was
point,
going as a morph
but
back.
I know if you letting it fly. If you letting it fly like that insect on the wall, I'm going to tell you. Like, I know based off the panties a chick wear. I know based on how she act when she on her cycle, if she letting it fly.
What?
Yeah, yeah, and especially when you get up in there, the first time you put your thing up in her and shit like that, right? You get like, okay, like, oh damn, that's a lot of niggas' energy.
Yeah, I felt that before. Yeah, that shit blew my mind.
I said, damn, you fucking with Damon too? I mean, damn, that's girl, my homeboy.
My girl went on a girl's trip. I came back, I felt that.
Nigga spirit, you got down. Hey, boy, I'm telling you, boy. Hey, hit him from the back. She like it like that. Who the fuck said that? I'm telling you, man. I hate being in tune sometimes.
I seen that on that. That's why, what's the name?
And when a chick be doing, like, some shit that she did on a lot of niggas, like, nah.
I can tell that,
like,
too.
She might give you some head and shit, and she, like, do a little look and shit like that. I'm like, you did that for a bunch of other niggas, didn't you?
Oh, my God.
Like, this is what you do. Like, oh, it's not working. Not looking you in the eye. I'm getting up out of here right after I finish.
Damn.
But if I like the chick, yeah, shit. If I hit it and then you lay in my arms and I don't move my arm like that, I fuck with you. But shit, most of the time I got them.
I bust my nut up, I'm out the dope. I'm going to the club.
That is not something to brag about.
It don't even seem like
what?
Nigga
I'm out the dope going to the club.
No, that is not something to brag about.
Nigga got shit to do. Like, yeah. Women like to waste time.
On the side.
Like, all that shit, dog. Like, let's do it. All these fucking rounds. I got shit to do.
I'll be back.
Yeah, but we are multi-orgasmic. You got to give us at least.
Well, you better get it all in that one session.
Yeah, you better get that goddamn 95-inch dildo out your goddamn jacket, because I'm
desensitizing you. What's that shit called?
I ain't that mean.
I used to know all the levels of the pussy. Now I just fuck it.
Oh, my goodness.
I feel, what's that shit? The labia. What's that shit on the inside wall? What's that shit called? I forget.
I mean, you can't fault the fellas because think about it like this: like every dude that a woman mess with, she don't fuck with him the same way. You know what I'm saying?
That's
like,
true.
Some dudes, she might lick his balls. Other niggas, she got them kiss the tip. Like, they're like, that's
shit,
good enough.
Some
right?
niggas, she lick
no,
the
that's
tank.
Not good enough. But you know what I'm saying? Some she get down with this dude, yeah. But she this dude right here, he like,
yeah, you turn over.
When you're with a woman or even with a partner, you're supposed to want to pleasure them and please them.
I do.
You know, you want, if this is your not your test, but kind of like your progress report, like, this is what I got, this is what I can put down. You're supposed to be proud of, like, putting it down and making her come, making her squirt, making her cream. Like, that's
why would I
be
want
a
you
thing.
To come when I want you to leave?
You know, and that's
sometimes you want
to
leave.
Welcome to this doggy dog world.
If I wanted to come, then I'm, you know what I'm saying? But if I don't want to,
you can tell if a nigga really likes you if he pull off
again,
all his clothes.
Again, it's the cheetah and the gazelle. If she is a cheetah, I'm just going to kill it and get the hell on. But if she's a gazelle, I'm a devour her. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, and so
I like the gazelle.
Okay, me too. Now, what makes a cheetah and a gazelle?
Okay, okay, all right. A cheetah and a gazelle. Okay, a cheetah is this is my metamorphosis. Okay, a cheetah is like a chick. Okay, yeah, it's really nothing that you see, nothing more than sexual shit, and it's just like. You know,
why don't you see anything more with her?
Because she don't really have more for you in stock. Like, she's not your person, but you'll hit it.
You gotta catch a cheetah too, you know that, right?
Hmm?
They fast as a motherfucker.
They fast, but how the lion catch the cheetah?
They don't.
They catch them slipping. Yes, they do.
They catch them slipping.
They catch them slipping all the time.
Everybody gets caught slipping. It happens to the best of us.
I definitely got caught slipping a couple times.
Yeah, that comedian you said. Sorry, guy.
Maybe
you're a loser. She doesn't like you anymore.
You know, all men are different types of hunters, right?
Yeah.
You know the ugly dude who be having the fine-ass chicks, right?
Yeah.
He's an alligator. Oh, see, alligator ugly than a motherfucker, but they get the creme de la creme. Everybody got to come down here to drink water. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So he jump out. Psh, hey, baby, I'm ugly as a motherfucker. Got your ass. You know what I'm saying?
He
got the eagle. He fly over that motherfucker. Oh, shit, damn, she bad than a motherfucker. Oh, crap. Take it to the nest. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, got the owl. He only come out at night.
You gotta love it.
Yeah, all men are different type of fucking animals.
So, are there any good men / animals?
Yes, always.
Or are they all just trying to devour and then throw you away.
Mm-mm, no, no, no. If a man likes you, that's why I never say, you know how you say, women, all that. I say, no, it's got to be something special about that. It's like a needle in a haystack. So this woman right here, oh my God, we all have our number. So I don't care how player you is, it's that one chick, you like, damn, like motherfucker, like really?
Well, sometimes you really niggas don't be ready. Sometimes a good woman will come and y'all don't know what to do with her at the time because
it was the season.
Mm-mm, I don't think that's true.
I think it is.
I don't think it's true. I think most or all women think that they're good women, but they don't understand that you're just not a good woman for him.
True.
You gave the wrong person that energy. You should have gave it to that person right there. But of course, women are very stubborn. They're like, no, I like him. No, he's not the one for you. What about this guy over here who's waiting on your hand? I really like you, Lauren and fucking Steve Urkel and shit. Like, yeah,
but she plays Steve ugly. Urkel.
Once he became there you Stephon, go.
Your person might be ugly.
Well, the last one kind of was.
Yeah.
But I'm going to say
it didn't work out for her.
No shade. Like, but
it didn't work out for her.
He's like, baby, I think we should get married.
But I'm a sapiosexual.
What is that for the people?
I am attracted to intellect mm-hmm. and intelligence.
Yes.
So if you are that type of person, I'm going to be really attracted to you. Yeah. Especially if you're creative, you know, if we work well together and stuff like that, I'm going to be somewhat attracted to you.
So how long does these last, these attractions?
What do you mean?
I mean, you're a woman of high stature. So you might not like a guy. You might do something wrong, and you're out of here.
Six months,
3 months, 90 days.
when I'm fed up, I'm fed up. So it just depends. I like for the last 5 years or so, I've only dated very manipulative, controlling, narcissistic men.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
That's horrible.
Oh, sorry.
Did they have a father in their life?
Yeah,
they did. All of them, or some of them?
Some of them. I think I've dated four.
The worst ones. Think of your the worst ones. Did they have a father in their life?
The worst ones didn't. Mm. Mm. But the last two did.
Mm, okay.
So, and had a, you know, okay family structure.
No, okay.
So,
okay.
It's just kind of, he's just.
I ain't gonna control a superstar. That's like, let me tell you something. Like, what you got going on, you found a glitch in the Matrix, and you doing very good with it. You know what I'm saying? Private party. All of this junk, it's all in one. Comedy, you know what I'm saying? You rocking out there, you own it. You own it. You got a different section for each thing that you do to keep people intrigued. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? They're very entertained by it. So any nigga that fall in love with you from watching you from there and they trying to do everything to get you is a lust thing anyway.
That's sad.
But yes,
no, it's a part of life.
It's an energy that comes
because
with that.
Because I
want to
have
a thug,
relationship.
Yeah, you're looking for the wrong shit, playboy.
But look, your lane, the people who you're looking for really ain't in that lane.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, Starbucks.
Like, they not in that lane. They coming, they dicks hard. They coming like, ugh. Yeah, they coming down that lane. Yeah, like that. They coming down that lane, right?
You feel me?
Like, okay,
but
now.
They just want to fuck me.
Not really.
They
probably
do,
make love.
Especially after they see you. All it.
They probably want to make love to you. They probably want to hold your hair.
They want to
hold your hair something.
Right? Like, I'm just saying. Like, okay, look, I can't see myself walking in that. Be like,
you been sending her attention.
I'm going to marry that woman.
This nigga ain't even looking at his girl like that.
Going to have a burlesque wedding.
I don't even care about how to have the wedding or anything.
One thing about women are always women. When you, no matter what, I guarantee if you get in Oprah's personal space, like you were saying about the superstar, that shit don't matter, goddamn. When a woman like you, she like you.
That's true, because Jamie Foxx wooed her off her feet.
Yeah.
Jamie Foxx?
Yeah, he sung a song to her, and then Stevie Wonder came out, standing ovation.
To you?
Isn't she lovely? Oh, no, he was singing, no, not to her, sorry.
I was about to say, God,
that
damn.
Would've been amazing.
Oh, no.
That would have been amazing, but it wasn't me. And
one day.
I hope so.
So let me tell you something. So you could do one of those reality shows looking for love too, huh?
I could. A friend of mine was like, yo, we need to put Sugar Brown's love, looking for love.
What is it?
Reality TV show out there.
So what was the cabaret that Jocelyn had? That's different?
Yeah, she just did like a cabaret, but that's weird because she's not a dancer or a choreographer or anything.
What's a cabaret?
Cabaret is like a style of theater. And it usually has dancers that are dancing scantily clad. But she's not a choreographer.
What was the
she's
big word you said? Scantily clad? What the fuck?
She's just trying just not to go back to the strip club.
Hey,
look, watch your mouth when you talk about jazz. I think she can whoop everybody in this
place. Her cabaret was just so that she could get, you know, a TV deal. But she doesn't actually know how to do any of that.
Yeah.
So. That's all good. You got to play the part, you know.
Yeah, it was a chick from Magic City that was on that. She be doing all the body paint shit.
Well, okay.
She got a fat ass. She's very attractive. Yeah. Her booty be like that and shit like that. And like she might do like what she got there. She do like the holidays and shit. And she paint her booty like it's Thanksgiving. Paint her booty like a turkey. I was like, ooh, wait, that motherfucking turkey be like this.
Be pink on the inside too, huh?
Yeah, she did a watermelon. It was like, damn, the inside look.
Be red on the inside,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, red on the inside. Then she did Chucky and shit.
She's getting really messed
up. Yeah, I like that.
Crazy imagination.
I went to Magic City. I seen her in there. I was like, that's her.
And see what it is for strippers, for us, when we go and we lust these type of women, you got all these different fantasies in the strip club. When they come to your burlesque show, there's a whole bunch of dudes just watching you. And I've seen some niggas go off in their head. Like, they be with their old lady, but they be staring and biting their lips.
I know.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. I know.
I'm talking about niggas, like, they girl be jealous. Yeah, but they got to act like they having a good time because it's something they want to do. My people's, just brung her husband through so he can have a good time. She said, get that nigga on stage. They want to see how he going to respond. I was like, I don't like the tone of your voice. This is a good time.
Yeah. And that nigga on stage. Yeah, they be doing shit like that.
He
because
looking at, he looking at you.
At the crib, they not doing these things.
It'd be a long
they need
ride,
to
huh?
learn this shit because, like, real talk, right? It is the lane of dudes who scared of their girl. So y'all think all these dudes are cheap? Listen, I done been out with dudes. Listen, I had my cousin out at strip club with me and shit right there. I gave this man some ones and all that. Hey, have a good time. He was like, nah, I'm just going to chill out. He didn't even want to touch them strippers. His man scared of his
goddamn
life.
He is not trying to mess up what he got at home.
Man, fuck that broad.
Listen, it ain't the fact to fuck that broad. I get that. But why are you even
honest, man?
Why are
you
in
the strip club?
Was she there too or just him?
It was just him. That's how strong she. Look, at one point in time, he went like this. Like, I think she be hitting him.
Man, that's hooju.
Yeah, he was shit.
She be like, throwing shit at him and shit.
I thought it was Tina, man. Oh, shit. Oh, I thought it was Tina right there.
Man, fuck
like,
all
damn,
right.
you thought your wife was in here? Yeah, man. But
Man, you at the strip club with the homies, man. Have a good time.
Have a good time. You ain't got to eat no pussy. Like,
sometimes somebody on two strikes, man.
Yeah, you're right.
They be like, hey, man, don't even do this to me.
Right.
He's probably like, I shouldn't have came.
Yeah, but see. Right,
they say no two out of three strikes, man. They like,
nigga ain't got no man cave.
I got one more. I'm going to be at your homeboy house with a plastic bag with all your stuff in
it. Yeah.
Talking about, can
facts.
I stay here tonight?
Yeah, talking about, man, you know she don't cook for me no more.
Yeah.
You know Tina don't ever cook for me no more, man.
I'm in the man cave watching porn. Fuck her.
No, look.
Damn.
That shit crazy. Like, it got to be some like freakiness, like in a relationship, because how relationships normally go and shit like that, that's why it's good for people to come to your shows. You feel me? Like couples.
It is. Because it's great for couples.
It's because, like, they get to see, okay, this woman look like she's supposed to be taking notes. Like, okay.
And they usually do.
I'm going to try some shit like that, like, out the blue. See, a lot of dudes, when they be in a relationship for a long time, they go to work, they come home, this, that, whatever. It's just everything is repetitive. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So when they actually do get out, that's when they look kind of lose their mind. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, damn, they ain't even know these women moving, like, doing shit like this. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But if the woman was doing some shit at the crib, you feel me? Like, don't have that nigga, like, talking about some, damn, I wish I could have some head. Like, no, just
ask
for no reason. Like, no, ask for nothing. No, she's supposed
she
to
ain't
come.
Gonna be
from time
about
to time,
no
she got to
head.
Just do it. You feel me? She got to just do it.
Oh, I'm going to make sure I reinstate that she's going to do it.
She just got to
dick
do it.
Dick on her shoulder.
She got to do it.
I'll wake her up out of
the worst head is when you got to ask for it. Like, hey, can I have some hair? Like, you feel guilty.
Well, you know what? I feel like if she's not feeling like giving you head automatically, then
just
you might
open
not,
your
you,
mouth. I'll do the rest.
You might, damn. Jeez Louise.
Yeah, she got to just let me do it. This is non-negotiable.
Gross.
Open wide.
Okay. That means that you're probably not doing what you need to do in the relationship to make her feel like, ooh, I want to give him head every day. I want to give him head when his balls are dirty, nasty, sweaty.
Well, she did it.
You're a nine.
She barely knows. This chick over here.
Well, listen, if I like you, I like you. So it don't matter if you're a little bit dirty. If I like everything about you.
I wouldn't dirty dick your throat. I just got to go shower. I got to wash my shit or something.
Sometimes I feel like I have something to prove.
Damn.
When I like somebody, I want to.
You ever stalked a man before?
Sure. I'm a total stalker.
At least you down to earth.
I'm stalker. Hey, I'm obsessive.
If a man going to eat your coochie, he eat your coochie.
So you're narcissistic too.
No matter
what.
You attract those who you're like.
No, I'm an empath. I'm like the other side of the coin.
Man,
of
look
the
that shit up. Seriously. An empath?
I'm an empath. Yeah. So we're very similar. Narcissists and empaths are very similar, except narcissists are controlling, power freaks, and manipulative.
Yeah.
I think empaths a little bit
can be all of those things.
Can be, brother.
I'm so glad you're back at this.
Can be third, fourth. Manipulative, but that's because we want to give. We're like overgivers. So we want to prove how much you can like us. So we're going to do X, Y, and Z to please you because we want you to like us.
Yeah, it sounds like there's a blood plug on the dresser and you try to negotiate.
There's a way, that can be a little bit manipulative. So, like, if I'm doing things just to get you to do something to me, that's manipulation.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't necessarily do that.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't think so.
I saw it.
This is
your
idea.
In the parking lot, he dusted himself off.
In any case,
put his coat back on and came back in.
You know, I always like to stand out in a man's mind. Yeah. So I always like to do whatever somebody else won't do. There's nothing that I wouldn't do for someone that I like.
Hmm.
Nothing. So.
Damn.
Yeah, I'm that type of person.
What's your sign again?
Capricorn, gang gang.
When is that?
December and January.
Okay, my brother's a Capricorn.
So you just had a birthday?
I just had a birthday.
Okay. Yep. The birthday's in January?
December.
December what?
31st,
okay.
Going into the new year. Yeah,
my brother December
16. 2 days before
mine. Yeah.
Yeah, ain't too many women.
No, that's a Sagittarius, right?
No, 31st? Oh, the 16th is Sagittarius.
Okay, he is Sagittarius.
So, yeah, and Genius is on the 2nd.
Oh, okay.
So he's a Capricorn, too.
Okay.
I love other Capricorns. That's why he's a party animal, too. I love
the most nonchalant
Capricorns.
Guy I ever seen.
Very smart. Very,
he's sharp, though. You got to watch
very
him.
Sharp,
he's sharp.
Very stoic.
He disappeared.
Smart.
He got them little ninja balls. Yeah. Like, what Genius do? He look behind the DJ booth.
Yeah. But, yeah. So,
damn.
Yeah, I might be a 9 on my
All right, level. So pretty much you're saying you're a narcissist junior.
No!
Narcissist adjacent.
Hey, she in denial
adjacent.
Though.
Narcissist adjacent.
I'm narcissist adjacent. Meaning, I'm on the other side of them. They like me. I kind of like them because I like to give. I like to please. I like to...
Yeah.
You like handcuffs, I see.
Handcuffs.
I like whatever my person likes.
You've been handcuffed before?
Yeah, look at her wrist.
And that's why narcissists gravitate towards you, because narcissists look for women who like to do what they want to do.
Yeah.
And so it feeds both of you until it goes too far. And then you're like, oh, shit.
It gets toxic as fuck on a breakup.
It gets toxic before the breakup.
It gets really toxic even before the breakup.
That's the thing.
Because they just like to play games. Yeah. Narcissistic people, they just like to play games. So they'll give you all this love and adoration just to discard you later, just to pick you back up. And then there's actually like a chemical addiction that happens when you love someone deeply and they're feeling you,
mm-hmm.
and then you drop them, and of course they're feeling hurt, and then you love them again.
Oh, damn.
And then you drop them again.
I think my baby mama was a narcissist.
It's possible.
No, she's definitely a narcissist.
But then, with, like, with empaths, too, like, that's just the thing, though. Their manipulation sometimes comes in because they fundamentally believe that they can, quote-unquote, love you hard enough to change you. Mm. That they can do enough things that will make you not be this way. Because I'm so good to you that you, at some point, will realize how good I am to you and, mm-hmm. and treat me how I want to be treated instead of just realizing that you picked a bad dude. Like, he just had qualities in the beginning that you liked because you like mm-hmm. that dominance, you like that assertiveness, you like that confidence yeah. until it became the norm and you realize, oh, you're always going to be like this, so excuse it's me. Never going to be about me. But they thought for so long that eventually it would be about them, and it's like, no, that's a narcissist. It's always going to be
about them. Yeah, I dated one before.
Man, I think women got to understand that the man... who they dealing with, he is who he is. If you when she does change him, she's not even gonna like the person that she changed him to.
Yeah, I think Patrice O'Neal said it best. He was like if I change, or it's like the things that all these that you like about me is the same thing that all these other women like about me. Mm-hmm. But if you want me to change, then the thing is you're not gonna like me anymore, just like nobody else will like me. You mm-hmm. like who I am. Yeah. And you just realize that there's a other side to the coin, which there is for everybody, women, men, whoever. It's like we put our best foot forward in the beginning. Mm-hmm. Don't nobody just walk up to somebody and be like, hey, let me tell you the real deal. Mm-hmm. I can lie sometimes, and yeah. I do this, and you know I do this, and I leave stuff all over the house. Like, you don't
you
leave
know
with
I
that.
Fart in my sleep.
Yeah, like you don't leave with all that. You lead. Everybody leads with their best foot forward.
Let me say how I start mine off. I snort cocaine on the weekend. I beat bitches constantly. You hear me? You want to date me or no?
Listen, when the whole shit, the relationship start or whatever, that's a fucking mask. That's what people got to understand.
Yes, the mask.
But see, that's normal, though, because I don't know you. So I'm not going to show you exactly who I am. Like, nobody, everybody be talking all this, I'm an open book. No, nobody's an open book. You got to see me with my shoes off. You got to see me, goddamn it, when I'm sick, all this other stuff. People act different in different temperaments, you know what I'm saying? But people act like you're supposed to be the same no matter what. That's the problem in relationships today. Everybody wants you to be the same as the first time you met them. That's not how people are.
I don't know. I'm like that, though. I don't, you know, when I'm like super into you, I'm going to stay super into you till the cows come home. It doesn't change.
Sounds good.
Like, I promise you
Do
that.
You fart in front
She's
of guys?
She's only human.
No. It's a lot of girls that don't fart in front of dudes.
I don't fart in front of dudes purposely. I think I farted in my sleep once.
You can fart while we fucking. I don't
say it once.
Yeah, I did because this dude.
It woke her up.
This dude. Trying to break in. Go down there and check.
I farted in my sleep once.
Because this dude fed me this horrible food before. Yeah, or whatever, yeah. And I didn't care because it was definitely his fault.
Yeah, she's
like,
his fault.
She's
a habitual blamer.
Do not, feed me Waffle House at 3 o'clock in the morning.
That's the only time to go to Waffle House.
I can't eat that. Yeah,
you better be drunk.
Well, now that he knows.
But I mean, but he was farting too. We were farting. It was a mess.
I like my woman. I don't even want to know my woman got an asshole.
Double farting.
Yeah, it was
like you ain't got no asshole. I don't want to smell no shit.
My nose is bleeding. We should stop playing this game.
If you go take a boo-boo in the bathroom and I walk in there and I smell it, I'm mad. I'm pissed off.
You should be in there while she's number two.
Goddamn. And if she smell like, her shit smell like mine, oh, man, look here. Goddamn, you can't outshit me, baby. Come on, now.
You can't outshit me. I don't even want to go in the bathroom.
More than your shit.
That's crazy.
But you better my farts don't smell, shit. Though. My farts don't smell.
What do they smell like? Oh, potato chips?
No, it's just air.
Know why they don't smell? Because she's the only one in the room.
Don't fart
no.
it. Hold it.
You just can't smell it.
This motherfucker's a goddess.
Listen,
hey, this motherfucker's a goddess.
I'm saying.
Airy dust come out her ass.
I date very, very honest people, and they would tell me.
Nigga, trying to get a person. You just said that all the guys you date wasn't shit. Now they very honest.
She's the artist.
Okay, let's be clear. Let's be clear on something. You can be honest and you can still be a manipulator. And you can be honest and still be controlling. You can be honest and still have this power stroke about you.
Was that all of them? They were just honest narcissists?
They were, kind of.
He said, yes, leave your wallet on there. I'm going to order a couple things with your card. You're not going to do that and walk out.
Really?
This I is pretty would say
easy.
They were.
Shit. But they honest.
They honest. Hey, you told me one shit when I met him. But
you on a panel of men, yeah?
Yeah.
All of the stuff you ever wanted to ask, man. Because it made you draw a blank in your head. You can ask us tonight. Why don't you?
Right. This is what I wanted to understand. I want to understand why you guys will say you want to be with us and all this other stuff. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, kind of pull back, right? And then we try to cut you off and then you keep coming back. Why do you spin the block?
Very easy. Can I answer that first, or who want to go first?
For it. Wait, I want my own question.
Most of the time, when the dude spin the block, that means he's out of options. He don't got nobody else to kill. Yeah, he figured he already killed you, so he can kill you again. So he's gonna try.
Keep dying, like in Chinese movies.
Wow. Yeah, so he's like, okay.
Men are trash. Okay. Women don't do that. That's why we should only go after your money, because it's like all men are worth. But wow, okay. So that's why they spin the block. Did you want to answer?
Wait, answer that question?
Yeah. Or
why do guys spin the block?
Yeah.
Sex. Like, it doesn't have to be. Sometimes they don't even have to be really complicated. I think women will overthink stuff and try to wonder something that has a very simple answer. Mm-hmm. It's like, sex could be good with you, but then the relationship doesn't work out. So they've dated other women, and now they're just like, I'm horny, and let me see if you're available. And if a lot of women say yeah.
Yeah.
That's what it is. A lot of women say yeah.
I mean, a lot of dudes say yeah. Women spin the block on dudes, too.
Yeah, they do.
I can't tell you in my life how many ex-girlfriends I've had that at some point later on just said, hey, big head.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And that's what that was. That hey, big head was... So,
that's true.
What you got going on? Nothing.
I'm fuck
great.
Off that big head.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Always.
So, I ain't seen you in a long time.
Mm-hmm. Oh. And you won't, bitch. I'm married now.
Damn.
So, ask me a question.
Do you prefer creamers or squirters?
I like them both, as long as they ain't got the same thing I got.
Okay.
Two men enter, one man leaves.
Okay, I got some more questions. Would you ever do like a double team? I call it a double team.
Menage a trois?
Yeah, kind of.
Two women?
No.
Two dudes?
Two guys.
Oh, there's the train.
And the girl in the middle?
That's not a train.
It is a train.
I'm going to agree with her on this one.
It's a double team.
It's a train.
A double team.
It's a double team because
I do it in a
heartbeat. It's, and I love that.
You love that?
I do.
I'm like,
one in the front, one in the back. Can't get enough attention.
Yeah. Yes.
Do they got to be friends or they just meet in a, what's that little club?
Okay, so my fantasy would be that I would be dating someone that I know loves me, and he would pick somebody for me to, you know, do my double team
Opal
with.
Season.
They don't connect. You know, they just fuck on me.
Then you got to go clockwise if you want to do like, stuff like that. You can't
one end or the other.
Yeah.
I like that. I want to do it. It's my fantasy. I really want to do it.
Well, fantasies come true, yo. Keep up.
Well,
keep
I would have to find somebody. I feel like
you go to shit like what heat.
Hey, look here. If you my chick and I pick somebody and we run you
like
that, that would be the last time that you get.
See, my thing is, I think like, and I mean, I'm a little different, but it's like my thing is, I think it's weird when people do more for people you not connected to well than somebody you are. Like
that's me, weird, because like, that's how I was.
Like, for me, the more I'm into you, the more I love you, the more shit we can do. Because I know it, because I'm confident that it's us doing it.
A cardinal sin is, though, bringing somebody else in your bedroom, too.
Like the physical
bedroom? It get wild out there. Your bedroom. When y'all got something going, you know what I'm saying? And that new motherfucker bring a new energy to what y'all got going on.
That's why you
got to
be selective about who it is.
You very much so.
Like, it's got to be somebody that, honestly, like, it's either got to be one of two things. Either you got to be super casual, like, and you're at hedonism. You and your girl at Hedo, you meet some chick or dude or whatever, like, at a party or whatever. Y'all go back to the room. You don't even exchange info. Be like, yo, we came here, we did this, get the fuck out. We may not have ever seen each other again. So now you ain't got to worry about it. But if it's somebody that you're going to deal with, like, it's got to be somebody you know well that you like.
Are you into this weird shit? Like a dude said, you could fuck my wife and he want to sit across the room and watch? You'll do that?
I've been that.
Fucked your wife? Your chick?
He said half.
No, you can't fuck my wife.
To do it.
Oh, you've been the nigga, the dude who fucked the wife. Yeah, yeah, okay. You, yeah. That's a good position to be, but the dude sitting over there like,
but hey. The thing is, I could do the other way. Like,
no way in hell. Listen, if you my
thing,
woman,
cause my thing is
hell no.
I want to know, have you guys purposely just used a woman and just manipulated her? Like, did somebody kind of, like, you knew that she liked you and you just wanted to fuck, so you just decided to, like.
I don't use her for the pussy. I need other things in life, like computers, rims. Yeah, I don't think small. You got to think big. You're going to use a bitch, you know? It's always consequences of repercussion when you use people, too, so you got to deal with that.
So have you done that?
I just told you I got rims. I got a new computer.
God, you guys are horrible people.
But all that shit break though when you leave.
We ain't answered it yet.
Okay.
Yeah, I told you.
You guys are horrible people. Because Fredo need a new goddamn iPad.
That's how women are. Okay. One dude do something. Like, it's chicks out here cheating on a dude because all the other niggas doing certain shit. She like, I'll cheat on him.
Ain't you invited somebody else?
Who? No. Who's that?
I don't know some great girl.
I'm in the Ford Edge. Hmm? I'm in the Ford Edge. It's gray.
Yeah, me personally, I don't use women at all.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't use them at all. Like,
okay, so when you have sex with them, you actually like them, or?
Yeah, if I like them, they'll know I like them. But I'm not finna tell no woman a bunch of shit just to fuck.
Yeah.
So if I'm acting like stank, I'm like, whatever. She gonna know I don't really like her like that.
Yeah. Right.
I made enough mistakes in relationships. Like, I ain't gonna say I've always been a saint, but I don't think I've ever, like, used somebody just to say, hey, this is what I want from you. Mm-hmm. Like, I've always been concerned about what they wanted out of it. You know, I definitely am a big reciprocity person. Like, I don't do too much chasing. I more am like, look, if we both want to do this, then we can do this. Yeah. But I'm not gonna keep chasing somebody and they're not like giving back to me. But you know, like, I think everybody can be selfish in a relationship at some point, men and women.
Yeah.
Like, everybody, I've been used before. Everybody can be used, they can use. A lot of times it's not even intentional. You just realize a little bit down the line, like, if you're being honest with yourself, you're like, yeah, I ain't really been too focused on you lately. I really have been focused on me. Hopefully you turn shit around, but it's like, you know, sometimes you can't because it just went too far.
True.
And then later on you'd be thinking, yeah, I fucked that up. Like, you know, but it wasn't intentional. It's the past, but man. She felt used, or she felt like, you know, you used me, and it was like, no, I didn't, because you're thinking I didn't do it on purpose. But what the thing was, you just have your honest, you realize, yeah, I really.
My thing is, how you use somebody you didn't need. They made themselves a necessity. So how did you use them if you ain't need them?
Well, if they liked you and they wanted to like have companionship with you. They wanted to have companionship with you, but you didn't want companionship.
Fuck.
No, that means hanging out. That means watching movies.
Oh, be
that
my
means
friend.
Talking, be friends. Be cool.
Yeah, yeah, but sometimes women give up the pussy too fast, too.
That's true.
And once you do that, I don't care.
No, you can't
no,
give it up
no,
quick
no,
enough.
No, no,
no. I'm going
to tell you like this. I'm
going to
tell you
how
a woman, listen, not that he don't want the pussy. It's like, it's not that he don't want you to give it up. But it's some that say like, okay, damn. Like, first 2 days or first 3 days, like, damn, motherfuckers be thinking like that. Like, damn, okay, she gave it up pretty quick. So it's like, now it's like, you got to keep that going. So now, and then to the woman, it's going to feel like it's about sex. But it's like, nah, you gave it up within the first 2 days. So
some of my one-night stands last, like, years, though.
Yeah.
I got to make sure the pussy hitting on something to keep me coming back.
Yeah.
That shit ain't hitting. It's whorish. I ain't coming back to that shit.
Yeah,
I've had people that we didn't have sex for a long time, and then we had sex, and then it was like all downhill from there.
Yeah.
And I've had people that I met, and we had fucked like first day, first week, something like that, and they were still friends 10 years later.
Yeah. That's what it's like, about, as long as you got an understanding.
At the end of the day, like, well, for me, like, I can't speak for all people, because, like, you know, I believe that there's definitely some people, plenty of people out there that judge people based upon that criteria.
Yeah.
I don't think you should. Like,
but they got every right to, though.
But it's like, I feel
everybody got their own
right. You got every right to feel that way.
I feel like I want to judge you on who you are. Like, because like I said, I've known people that were really dope women that just were pretty liberated and free. They were like, no, because they were doing the same. In their mind, they're like, I'm acting just like a man act. No, like, if I want to fuck, I'm going to fuck. If I don't, I don't. Like,
yeah. You don't got with a man. Weird,
but right? Later on, after we had conversations, I'm like, oh, shit, you dope person. Even though we fucked, like, the day we met. But then I realized that, hell, we connect on a lot of other
like
shit,
those,
too.
I like those situations.
But then I've also fucked people for the first time and then realized,
I'm never
going to
call you again.
You ain't got shit else going on. So. But it was all, it wasn't about the sex. It was about who that person was.
Yeah, I like women. Teacher, and she was horrible.
Yeah, were women. You in second grade?
You're a failure.
Were you in second grade?
No,
I
nigga.
I was checking, making sure. Man.
My second grade teacher was a red bone. She wouldn't give me the pussy, though.
When you were in second grade? Okay, I'm just saying. Like, did you spend the block? You spend the block 12 years later.
I kept getting detention, but she just went crack. She didn't catch on. So what other questions you got for us?
Let's see. What else do I have?
What you really want to know?
Well, I guess I wanted to know, what else? What makes good pussy?
What makes good pussy? That way. My shit is wild.
First of all, what makes good pussy is the connections. Let's say, I mean, this not even getting to the actual pussy yet, but this shit goes into it. The how she sound, right? Because it don't matter how good, like how good it feel. It's like if she like, oh, that shit is good.
You sound like somebody old auntie.
But and then, but then if the coochie is like, you know what I mean? Like it just like I already said it, but if it feel like everybody been in it. You know what I'm saying?
But you said the connection.
Though. Yeah, the connection, but...
The connection as, like, companions? Like, before the sex?
No, like we just...
Like, chemistry?
We just, like, match in that sexual way. You feel me?
Okay.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like let's say if I ain't that type of motherfucker to be kissing like that. I ain't trying to kiss you like that. And we just, you ain't trying to kiss me like that. You know what I'm saying? We on the same plane. You feel me?
Okay.
And we just match. It's like a puzzle piece. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But, you know, or we might just like to do the white people shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, the white people shit. But, yeah, like, it's the vibe. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Aside from the pussy. Mm.
If you're pussy whack, I don't even give a fuck.
Okay. You next.
What was the question? You said what makes?
What makes good pussy?
Yeah.
We talking literal pussy or like figurative?
There's other kind of pussy out there?
I mean, like some people like pussy and they mean like women or just sex in general, the sexual experience in general. Like I got some pussy last night. We really talking about sex, but your words are, I got some pussy last night.
Yeah.
And then your boy be like, how was it? You don't describe, well, it felt like this in the texture. You be like, nah, this chick did this and this and this. You're talking about I got pussy, but you're talking about everything that she did having sex. That's why I was like, what are we talking about?
The head was fire.
That'd be funny. You be like, I got some pussy. Like, how was it, man? Head was fire. You be like,
that'll fuck my life up, too. I can't
really hear
it. She got some awesome ass head.
Yeah.
I'll make up some shit in my head.
Right.
And it won't be true.
Like, yeah, everything else could be mediocre, but if your head is great.
Yeah,
man,
I'll come back for the head.
It's like,
your
yeah.
Like, we appreciate head.
Yeah, I think men
like,
really
for
like
real,
that.
For real,
I adore it.
Fucking is overrated. I like to get head and play the video game or something. Like, make me put the game down.
Oh, wow.
I'm older
throw,
now.
So throw the controller.
She gotta hold my balls. She gotta cut my balls. I can't just let them run amok in the bedroom.
I was like that even when I was younger. A warm hand, boys. Under
right.
It's like if they don't do it, I'd be like, just stop.
And like some chicks like when they grab your balls, like you got to be gentle with these motherfuckers.
Like you don't actually
like grab my ball like squeeze says, like hey wait a minute, you got to rub these motherfuckers.
Yeah, that shit hurt my lower stomach.
That shit fucked his stomach up. We don't really mean grab them.
Yeah, grab my ball. No, that's what you do to a dog when you won't let another dog go.
Oh my god!
You don't grab my ball.
They be like,
that should knock the sound out. You'd be like,
balls that you put poop in their hands, like for like exercise. They'd be like trying to do this
meditation
shit.
Balls.
Yeah, they'd be like, hey, stop.
Some
stop.
Women don't know, but you got to teach.
Ow!
What's the young oldest woman you ever messed with?
Age difference or literal age?
Age difference.
20 years.
Oh wow!
I was like 30. She was 50.
Mm. What about you, Ron?
I'd say about there. About 20.
But she was fine.
Yeah, that's
what about you, Sugar Brown? I know you tricking these old niggas up out there.
Yeah.
Hey, come on.
You caught like some old niggas
in his dick here. Hey, baby, look at this.
Ew.
Hey, baby, what's happening? Look at the little gray cornrows. Look at, I thought it was something different.
Ew. Gross.
And then Sugar Brown's out.
Let me tell you something.
It's no. Like that old nigga be dancing on Facebook with them fingers.
Are you talking about with the little Jerry? The
nasty mama. Yeah, that old nigga.
Who the fuck? About the nigga with the little finger waves.
Who taught that nigga how to, who gave that nigga a phone?
Sugar daddy.
So what's the oldest you ever fucked with?
I don't know. That's hard to say.
No, it's not.
They said this.
All right, thanks. I'm gonna make sure that
I don't know. It's hard to say. Next question.
No, damn, you don't even want to say
it. This is hard.
96.
You just don't want to say it in Nicole.
96.
You said 96?
Nigga came out there.
I did not say
it. How you
mean? Say physically, what makes a pussy feel like physically? How do you know if a pussy is good? Based off how it feels. What does it feel like?
The ridges.
What does it feel like?
Like, once in a while, you get somebody where the inside of it is like, you can't really describe it, but it's like ridges where every time you go in and out, it's just like, you can feel it. And
I had a chick with no kids that didn't have no ridges, and a chick that had four kids had the ridges.
Yeah, it's just genetics. It's not even something you can do. It's just, it kind of like dick size. Like, you'd be like, hey, there's like a perfect dick size for every woman. Like, every woman's a little different, but every woman knows that, hey, right about here or here or here, whatever it is for that woman, she's like, this is the perfect thickness and length and maybe even a curve or something, just depending on the woman. For guys, it's pretty consistent that it's some women that just, it's something inside how they're built that you just slide it. You be like,
some of them got a universe in there.
Yeah.
Some of them got a universe. It's like, damn, it feel like space in there.
Yeah. Especially when you're breathing.
You know what I'm saying?
So, and then if it's like no friction whatsoever, that's bad. Like, women think like, oh man, I'm just so wet. Like, you could be too wet.
Because it's so no, like a swimming no friction.
Have you ever had a girl say, can you feel that? And you ain't feel shit. She was doing this. She was like, bitch, are you serious?
Right. And I've had some.
This is embarrassing. Hey, what am I supposed to feel?
Hey, you need to take this with you to the gym.
I can feel you. I can feel your toes wiggling. I don't. Is that what I'm supposed to do?
That pussy ain't got no muscles. You need to go take it to the gym.
Damn.
You feel it? It's like you're dead in your face.
You need to take that shit to LA Fitness.
What I'm supposed to feel? You
need to take that pussy to LA Fitness.
Yeah,
you need to go to Planet Rock.
What is it called? Kegels? What are they supposed to do?
Yeah, I guess Kegels.
And that make it tighten up.
A lot of women get they get appalled when motherfuckers say something like, women get offended when you say anything about their coochie. Like, it's like, hey, baby, you know, you thought about doing some kegels. What you trying to say? My pussy ain't good. No, I'm just asking you, like, hey, it can always be better. Like, I mean, shit, if I could do some stretches and make my dick better, I would do it for you.
Stay clear,
man.
Hey,
man, be honest, nigga, or get tortured. Be honest or get tortured.
Then find somebody else at that point.
That's fucked up.
Because,
it's
you know what?
How are we going to have it with
a woman?
You can't have it.
It's some conversation that just... It's kind of like trying to tell a dude his dick's too small. Like, it's just certain conversations you just might need to just move on.
Just move on.
And it's just an argument. It's just a debate of the sexes.
Right, but the thing about it is, for men, though, like, that's... I've told women plenty of times, I'm like, the reason you generally can't walk back that comment is because it will stay in a dude's head forever. Mm-hmm. Every time you have sex, from then on, he is going to be thinking that you don't like his dick.
And it's the same for women.
It's like that. It's because, like, women are like, hey, don't tell me my pussy is too loose or too this. They like, because they won't, because now they're not going to enjoy it next time you win it. They're like, you don't even like this
shit.
Her shit
can tighten up, but my shit ain't, I can't go and be like, hey, look, I'm finna do something. Like, you know,
some of them can't really tighten up.
They can tighten up, bro. All of them.
Nah.
No.
I just told you what happened.
They got pussy. They got pussy in gym.
Especially if they're really enjoying it, sometimes their vagina expands because they're having a really great time.
That's when it's...
And that's a really... That means that they're really, really liking your dick.
Yeah, and the bad thing though is that when it starts feeling
I personally, that's probably why my ex stabbed me, huh?
She used to do a lot of that. It just opened up, like it felt so good. And then when I was like, I don't want to be with you no more. Yeah, I shouldn't have said it like that. I should have left her one of them notes on the counter and got the hell out of there.
Oh,
Yeah, some chicks poochie be like good enough, and it's everything else they do that makes it good.
Yeah. What makes you guys come super fast?
Though? Good pussy.
No, that it, like, for me, what it be ain't good pussy.
It's hot.
You know what I want to know?
It's wet. It's tight.
You know what I want to know? I want to know because I've had a couple guys, you know, go a little too fast, right?
I last longer than a good pussy.
And they always say the same thing. You was breathing in my ear. I couldn't hold it.
I ain't got no
what is about breathing in your ear? What is that?
Well, stop doing it, the nigga. Turn your head this way.
Did you try not doing it to see if it changed anything?
Yeah. No, she was having fun. She was being dominant in there, punking that nigga.
Did you do a study? Just be like, oh, let me see what happens if I don't breathe in his ear.
Do you know how many women that don't
don't put me in missionary, I guess. I don't know.
But listen, do you know how many women, bro, like, they don't sound, like, the sound sometimes, that shit just make you nut quick as fuck. Because
the sound, too.
Like,
yeah.
Some women, a lot of women got ugly sounds. Like, for real, it's some ugly, listen, oh, listen,
man,
listen.
Made me listen,
I was fucking
again
with this chick, and she was like, oh, why you fucking me like this? I was like, oh. Oh, why you fucking me like this? I just knew I chose the right one. Yeah, see, I'm like, shut the fuck up.
You can't talk that much with me. I'd be like, stop. Just stop talking.
Oh my god.
It's like what was his name back in the day? Black porn star that he's always was fucking.
Oh, you talking about? Look how long my neck sacks is.
You talking about Wesley Pike?
Wesley Pike. I'd be like,
I turned the volume off in college.
Be like, nigga, stop talking, man.
Clean on me. At one point, the nigga talking about, with your little Puerto Rican friend neck. I know you love our little dick. I knew that was you down there manhandling that shit.
He'd be like, cream on it.
You want to manhandle you, nigga?
Cream minutes on it.
Oh, he'd talk for 45 minutes. You couldn't jack off at all,
I turned that shit down, bro. I couldn't.
I'm like, you can't.
Hey, pipe tug of war my shit.
Yeah.
Okay, last question.
You have any questions for Miss Sugar Brown?
Oh, yeah, any questions for me?
Well, no, you say you do it all, so. I mean, pretty much takes us off the board.
What? I want to know what you love about a woman. What is your what would make you get in a relationship with a woman?
Brown skin, take care of your hygiene. I mean, I just gotta be into you. Like, I like love at first sight. You got pretty eyes, all that shit. I don't like all that shit where you gotta put a pal on the makeup, eyelashes, all that shit, because if I start dating you, that shit fuck with my time when I gotta be places. I like to keep it simple. You know what I'm saying? I like fat asses, though. I'm an ass-a-sore, ass connoisseur. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like sticking my thumb in their butt.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. That was like unanimous. Wow.
Hey.
Well, I would like to say, with me, if she believed, like, I like a chick that believe in me, you feel me? Like, she like believe in me and shit, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, she really believe in you, like, and motivate you and shit like that, you feel me? So, like, you know, if she believe in a nigga, goddamn it, and I already like you because you already in my presence, and you really believe in the nigga, we could goddamn go some places, you know what I'm saying? Mm. Of course, you can't stink, but, you know, obviously don't stink.
Yeah, that too.
You know what I'm saying?
It's good. It's a good quality.
Stinking is a good quality, yeah, like. Damn, you don't never stink.
She had a long weekend.
Wow.
Yeah.
Interesting about the stink thing.
The stink thing is very important because I try to make sure I
smell good.
Are there
a lot of women that smell bad to you?
I've smelled women that smell bad, but now I would, like, just being around.
There's more than y'all want to admit, and there's more than what we would tell y'all. Yeah.
It's a different kind of stink.
It's a lot of stinking bitches out here.
It's a different kind of stink.
I'm sorry.
Like, it's like the cum dumps to smell. Bitches,
but.
You know,
the
that's the one that smells like a rubber. She can't have kids no more. She just let niggas nut in her.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Cause
different
disgusting
semen, it's different semen fight, and like then that, somebody got to die.
Yeah, like a long week. What'd you say?
I said semen. It's different niggas fucking, and they semen is in the girl, and they semen gonna fight. Somebody got to die. So, damn, this nigga killed this demon, and he's standing there like, yeah, I'm in this stinking ass hole by myself.
Ew.
Stinking ass sperm.
Gross.
These other niggas.
Yeah, and that condom smell.
Horrible.
Yeah, that's a bad
horrible image. Horrible.
The number one way you can smell a condom smell on a chick when you're hitting them from the back.
I got a wolf nose.
For some reason, they can't smell. Get rid of that condom smell out the crack of their head.
I don't like breath. I don't like breath. So if I like a chick breath, oh, you, we really, if you get, be this close to me and talk to me, and I'm still talking to you, I really like your ass. Because I can't stand, I don't even like my kids' breath, even with baby breath, mama breath, sister breath, everybody breath.
That.
Get
people
your breath out of my face.
Yeah, I don't like it when people
breathe. Don't even, I ain't
a lot of people be breathing. Y'all saw the niggas at your show.
Yeah, I don't like
them niggas be standing up.
I'd be like, can you back up just a little bit?
Yeah.
I don't like that.
I hate breath.
Yeah. Okay, your turn.
What
do you really like about a woman? What would be like, yes, she's a great woman. I really like her.
I like smart women. But that's a big thing for me. Like,
yeah, because you're smart.
He's very smart.
So that she gotta be dumb.
I like smart women because it's like, I know the conversations I like having. I can sit here and talk about, my degree's in physics. So it's like, I can sit here and talk about that, but I can also sit here and talk about positive. I can talk about stupid shit. You just got to be able to flow with me. Like, as I'm a big fucking kid, but I like women that compliment me. Like, it's easy for me to say I like women that I'm attracted to, because I'm like, that's anybody. Like, mm-hmm. I ain't about to get with nobody I'm not attracted to. So if I'm already talking to you, then let's just say that that's out the way. So now I'm trying to find out what else it is about you that is going to make me still be cool with you and still like you and excited like a year from now, 5 years from now. So I just like people that compliment me. I like, if I'm here, you're there. If I have something that I'm overlooking that you're like, hey, I know you well enough to know that you overlooked that and I already took care of it. I'm like, okay. Like, you want it.
Team player.
Yeah. I like having a team. Like, I don't like carrying anybody, even though I will. Like, I don't mind carrying. I just don't want to have to. I want to know that if I can't do it, or if I'm just having an off day or a week, that you're not going to be like, why didn't you do this thing? You'd be like, I got it. You normally got this shit today. I got it today. I'm like, I like that.
Mm. Okay. All right. Well, no last questions for me.
Oh, okay. I got it. Have you ever been engaged in your entire?
No. People have asked depression? Me.
And
no.
You said no.
Yeah.
That's gangster.
I've almost been like, why the fuck would you even ask me that?
Like, I wish I could just see that. That shit would, like, just, whoo, that shit would be like, oh, man, I just want to see a dude get on the knee and be like, will you marry me? And he's like, no,
the
I'm not marrying
that
have you.
Asked ooh, I'd love to see that. Have been like, you know, we're on a rocky relationship. Like, why would you even ask me?
It's
almost offensive.
That's a narcissist move.
What?
Oh, this shit, I'm finna lose her.
It is.
Will you marry me?
That is definitely a narcissist move.
Yes, it is.
And that's why it's upsetting to me, because we're on the rocks. We're not working out. Why the fuck would you ask me this question? Because I do want to get married and have been wanting to be married, but it's been rocky or whatever.
Do
so
you
yeah,
get
about
married,
two times.
Or do you want a wedding?
I want to get married. Difference. I don't necessarily need the wedding. I just want to be with someone that I love that loves me just as much.
Right.
That's
okay.
It.
Right.
You know. Yeah. I want to travel the world, have sex, make money together. That's what I want to do.
Have sex.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, what is better? And everybody always says, oh, you shouldn't date, you shouldn't mix business with pleasure. But I prefer it. Because, first of all, I'm on the road a lot. So, and I'm a quality time person. So, if I'm on the road with somebody else and you at home, I'm not gonna really like you anymore.
Damn. So you need
a job.
You're a true.
Then I can't.
You
kind of
don't need no husband.
Basically, you need a dude that's into you that wants to work for you.
No. This is what I want.
You need a Steadman.
No. No. Let me tell you what I want, and it's very delicate. I want someone that is somewhere in my field. And my field is really big because I'm not just the entertainer, I'm also the entrepreneur, the boss. Yeah. All 9 yards. So someone that has something else going, right? But they can take a couple of months and do something with me. They can work together, or we can work together and we can work separately. That's what I want.
I think that's super.
I'm
not
going to
say
person.
Impossible, but I'm just saying that it's highly unlikely, just because if that person has something significant going on at a level where they can, provide for themselves and things like that, you can't just take 3 months off.
Yes,
just
you can, because I can. So I need somebody.
You're saying
there's a boss like me.
You need No, even bosses like have no like you is different. See, you do shows. You'll do shows for 5-6 weeks, right? And then you take for a month or so off.
Yeah.
Name me in your mind the equivalent male job that can do that.
Well, this is why I thought this would be really great for the comedian that I just dated, because I'm a super boss and I produce shows, and comedians often need stage time and shows.
So
guess who has that?
But I just said that. I said, so you need somebody that can work.
You ain't talking about me.
No. So what I'm saying is this person, you know, can be on the bigger tours and all that stuff, right? When they don't get hired, right, and they don't, or their gig cancels, that promoter was on some bullshit or whatever, you can rock with me for about a month and make whatever it is that you need to make.
Why would they have a month off? And I can tell you like this. I'm a DJ, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's similar to being a comedian. We go, we get gigs, we travel places and do gigs, right?
Yeah.
Then you get, you know, Fredo gets booked, you get booked, whatever. You get booked at places.
Yeah.
I can't take 3 months off because I have clients. So even if one thing don't shake out on this particular weekend,
mm-hmm.
I got work the next week for somebody else.
And what I'm saying is I need someone who has been able to control their money where they can take a month or two off.
But taking a month and or that's two how off is not I do good it. For their brand. It works for you.
No, it can work for everybody's brand because... It can work for everybody's brand.
Yes!
You know any comedians that voluntarily take 3 months off?
I wouldn't.
I do. All of the big
No, you're a boss. That's why you can do that. You're the Beyonce. And he's the Beyonce. You can't do that.
Beyonce.
He under you.
People,
take 3 months off. I wish I would.
Because the other thing is this, when you take time off from stuff,
you're
voluntarily not taking opportunities that people call you for. Because it's not like if they're successful, people are going to call them for those dates. But then what do they say? No, I'm not going to be there because I'm with my girl. But the thing is, that promoter, that event, they say, okay, cool, they go get somebody else because you just told them no. For 3 months. It was the same reason that I didn't go work for Carnival Cruise Lines as a DJ. They offered me great money, but I was like, I can't go be on a boat for 4 months. They're like, why? I'm like, because every time I go DJ somewhere, it's downstream revenue from that.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I don't tell people no often for opportunities. I don't be like, nah, I'm not going to be there unless it's some bullshit, and that's different. But for good opportunities, the phone rings all the time. I can't take 3 months off because I'm losing not only that revenue from those 3 months, I'm losing all the revenue from the people who would have seen me there.
I need somebody that's going to take a month off for me.
You need somebody.
No,
with
you
a
need
lot
several
money.
Niggas. That's what the fuck
need.
You
need. I need someone.
Hey, listen, fuck, you don't need you one need man. Is, you need is one of them goddamn them little robots that they building.
Well, she can get a turnstile
and they can put somebody
when you go on the train.
I mean, somebody.
And he'll come and he'll say,
Beyonce and Jay-Z take several months off all the time.
You ain't Beyonce.
But you got to think of it like this. When Beyonce and Jay-Z were becoming Beyonce and Jay-Z, they didn't do that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Jay-Z was always on the grind. He was always on. And Beyonce and Destiny's Child was on the road every fucking week.
So listen, I have been on my grind, and I have fucking arrived.
You're
I have arrived.
Beyonce
I'm at where I want to be in life. So I need someone else that can be where I want to be. Because I don't want to stay on tour for...
Like I said, though, you can because of how you structured your business. Mm-hmm. There's not really many other equivalents out there. So if you're saying you need somebody with the capability you have, you have just taken your pool of men down to this.
I only need one.
All right, but you're gonna have to go through a few hundred of them to find that one.
It's called a dick on the stick.
I just need because
it don't really even in the comedy world. You say, hey, like a comedian, he can't think of no comedians that take three months off. I don't care how big, like, unless you get to the point where you're like, I'm Dave Chappelle can take 3 months off.
Cat Williams, D-Ray Davis, they could all
you
take that
all
time
them?
Off. No!
Oh, I was about to say, because you were looking for a nigga to put in that slot. You're like, they did! But they are movie stars.
But I am someone that I'm saying that I can pull other people up.
No, a rich established nigga is not just going to pick one.
Not going to just be with one woman.
That don't make sense.
So that's why I should just be gay.
If they're rich,
you get you a plethora. Yeah.
You just don't have the same. I got a lot of gay friends. Women. They have the same issues. They say it all the time. They're like, they tell women who are straight, stop saying you're going to be gay because it ain't working out with men.
No, I've dated women.
You can do both of them, though. But you want 3 months off,
listen,
get you a couple of girls, get you a couple of guys.
It's not just like entertainers. It can be a promoter that maybe is promoting other people's shows and also mine. It could be a digital marketer. They work from home.
That's what I was going to say.
You want the dude to only be with you?
Yeah.
Greedy, narcissistic.
No, we can fuck other bitches together.
Listen.
You got to be there?
You want him to only be with you.
Emotionally, I want someone to only be with me.
Yeah.
But we can fuck other bitches together. That's fine.
What if you're not there when you kind of late getting there?
No.
So he only can fuck
with you. He can't get started without you.
You definitely can't get started.
I was getting it warmed up for you. No. I was getting it warmed up
for you. I'm primer.
Fuck no.
So you want him all to yourself?
No, I'm willing to do threesomes and, you know,
you'll let your hair down.
And go to sex clubs and, you know, let's find you a bitch to fuck on today. Like, I'm willing to do that.
Trappies. See, niggas, like, this is the thing.
We got to turn the mic off when we talk about that.
But no, listen. The part of what makes the, like, not saying that all men are cheaters. I'm not saying that. But if a man is want to fuck with other chicks, right? It takes everything out of it when a woman's telling him what chicks he can fuck. He's like, oh, you can fuck her, but you can't fuck her. What about her?
I prefer my woman to pick him. Because then that way I learned that from experience. Like, I've been in the lifestyle for a long time.
So you be having orgies and shit?
Man, this nigga come from Hinduism.
Did she tell you where we met?
Hedonism.
What the fuck is
that?
And
I don't know none of that.
It's a lifestyler.
This can't be part of the interview. It's on live though. But I mean, you did more than enough time. So if you want to wrap it,
I think the show is sold out tomorrow. Go to sugarbrownevents.com. Look here, let me rap with you, baby. All bullshit aside, I got the facts for you.